Chapter 4. First Days. Jellicoe would have been happy to give England the glorious victory for which it yearned. The problem was to arrange that victory and persuade the Germans to cooperate. For more than a century after Trafalgar, the British Navy possessed no detailed, carefully worked-out war plan. Instead, British naval officers universally assumed that when war broke out, the fleet would immediately take the offensive. In 1871, when Vice Admiral Sir Spencer Robinson was asked how the Navy would be employed in wartime, he replied, "The only description I could give is that wherever it is known that the enemy is, our ships would go and endeavour to destroy him. If you saw a fleet assembling at a stated port, you would send your fleet to that port to attack it. That is my view of the way in which war should be carried out." This virile opinion was shared by successive boards of the Admiralty. They restated it in writing on July 1, 1908, when the Sea Lords instructed the Commander-in-Chief of the Channel Fleet that "the principal object is to bring the main German fleet to decisive action, and all other operations are subsidiary to this end." The theme of the instant, all-out assault, was drummed into the British public. Nelson had won at Trafalgar, the Spectator declared on October 29, 1910, "because our fleet, inspired by a great tradition and a great man, recognised that to win you must attack, go far, fall upon, fly at the throat of, hammer, pulverise, destroy, annihilate, your enemy." But what if the enemy refused to cooperate? Suppose, in this new war, the Germans, despite possessing the second-largest navy in the world, held their ships out of reach, inside heavily fortified harbours, awaiting their own moment to strike. Until 1912, when Churchill came to the Admiralty, the Royal Navy had planned to deal with this possibility just as Nelson had dealt with Napoleon's navy before Trafalgar, with a close inshore blockade, monitoring every action of the enemy fleet and bringing it to battle if and when it came out. This time, a close British blockade of the German North Sea coast would be established with destroyers and other light forces constantly patrolling a few miles offshore, ready to report any German sortie before falling back on the British...